Happy Sunday, the Mises Show. Hope you guys had a weekend. Hope you guys are having a great morning so far, or evening. You guys just waking up, depending on where you're jumping on listening to this for the first time around the world. Just wanted to jump on today and speak about how you can start your week and get it to be fire. So what do I mean by that? If you're listening to this for the first time, maybe you're a first entrepreneur, maybe you're in a rut, maybe you're looking to really take your life to the next level, whether it's seriously with your association, whatever it may be, I'll tell you, years ago, about 10, 15 years ago, one of my mentors told me, when you have a Saturday night, you need to learn. You need to invest in yourself. Now, I never really understood what that meant till when I was about 22 years old. I was partying, I loved going out, spending time with my friends, spending probably a minimum $50, depending on how much money I had that weekend, on a Saturday night on booze, right? Booze, like ridiculous. Now, I'm telling you this because I didn't understand that. And then when I got to a place in my life when I knew I wanted more, I literally traded in my Jameson on the rocks for Saturday night book, or a YouTube, or a podcast. I traded it in for wisdom. I traded in for knowledge. I traded for skill. Now, it was definitely extremely uncomfortable because at the time, you know, MySpace was pretty big. Facebook was just getting started. And I was watching my friends have a good time, posting pictures and, you know, getting, you know, plastered or just dancing. And don't get me wrong, at a 22-year-old kid, that was challenging for me. I wanted to have fun. But I also knew when I was 25, 30 years old and more, I wanted to be in a place in my life where I knew I had everything I wanted. Now I'm 30 years old. I basically have everything I've ever dreamed of. I have a beautiful wife. I have two healthy kids. I live in the state of Texas. I moved my family from a different state with no family or friends here. And I'm building business. And I get to wake up when I want to wake up, or when I choose to wake up. Now, I personally live a great life, and there's still so much more that I want. I want to be able to help as many people I can to have that same gratitude and mindset and choice. Now, there's still plenty of stuff I still want to accomplish. So I work hard every single day, but I enjoy what I do. So, but what I had to do was I had to go out and find mentors. So for you listening today, a nugget I want to tell you is, you need to invest in yourself. So today on Sunday, it should be spending maybe 5 to 10 minutes, if not more, finding something that you can watch for 30 minutes. Or finding something that's going to inspire you, that's going to motivate you to take your business or your life or your mindset to a whole nother level to start your Monday off right. Like, Monday is literally my favorite day of the week. It's probably one of the most favorite day of the week. Why? Because most people do not like it. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but most people don't like it. So guess what I get to do? I get to help people love Mondays. I get to find those people that say, oh, it's Monday, and I get to fire them up. I get to tell them how great Monday can be because it's a mindset. See, it's a mindset because most people get to Monday, they can't wait for Tuesday. They got a lot of stuff done on Tuesday. Wednesday's a hump day. Thursday's Friday. Junior Friday comes around, boom, party central. Then they don't look forward to Saturday because then it's closer to Sunday and then Monday. And then it's a cycle, right? Well, Monday is a great day because personally in my head, I feel like every day is a Friday because it's a psychological thing, because it's all in your head. You tell yourself what day it is, but when you're doing something that you're not truly enjoying, that's also going to be a burden. So that's why I'm telling you, go in, dive into something that's going to get you fired up, that's going to get you excited, that's going to give you a new skill to go and attack Monday. Whether it's a passion you've been thinking about doing, maybe it's you've been wanting to get a raise at your job, maybe you need to learn something new to be able to add more value. You need to add more value to yourself. Trade in that Saturday night fun with some learning, training. That way Sunday you can get ready for